Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
Jupiter is a huge and intriguing planet in our solar system, one of the gas giants. It has no solid surface. You might associate it with the Great Red Spot, which is an incredible storm that's raged there, well, for as long as I can remember and perhaps a little bit longer. Another thing people tend to remember about Jupiter is that it has not rings like Saturn, but coloured bands. Shades of red, white, orange, brown and yellow from memory. Well, during this Science Month, scientists from Australia and the United States have helped to solve the mystery underlying those coloured bands in a new study on the interaction between atmospheres and magnetic fields. Dr. Navid Constantinou from the Research School of Earth Sciences at ANU was one of the researchers on the study. Very little was known about what happened below Jupiter's clouds until they did that. Navid, welcome to Open House.
Oh, I'm very glad to be with you today.
Well, let's talk about Jupiter itself. We'll talk about its gas and what's happening there in a moment, its atmosphere. But if I went to Jupiter, is there just nothing solid there at all?
Yeah. Jupiter is a gaseous planet, and so there's no solid surface underneath the clouds. Jupiter is all gas. It's gas, and as you go deep inside, the gas becomes liquid, but there's no solid interior.
Wow. Yeah,
and that's the same as for other big planets in our solar system. The same is for Saturn, the same is for Uranus, Neptune.
I just wonder how they get to be that way. Why is there no solid material?
Perhaps the most interesting question is how come Earth is solid?
Yeah, well, the Earth is a pretty special place and we kind of have, we know why that's the case, so that's wonderful. All right, let's talk about this big fluid ball. Most of the fluid is in the form of gas, and some of it's in the form of liquid, because liquid is gas under pressure. We get all that.
Exactly, yeah.
So by studying Jupiter, we can also know a lot about what's happening on Earth, and it's all about fluid dynamics and ocean currents and air currents. Is that right?
That's a very good way to put it, yes, and that's a very good motivation for why people want to study Jupiter. You know, one would think, you know, okay, but it's so far apart and so alien to us. So why do we want to study that and we'll spend all our effort?
Yeah, you're not going to see a TripAdvisor review of Jupiter. That's true.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, one reason is because it's for sure that the underlying laws of physics are the same whether you're in Earth, whether you're in Jupiter. If you understand fluid dynamics and how the atmospheric dynamics work in Jupiter, you can get intuition and understand how things work in Earth as well. That's one reason. Another reason for why space scientists want to study Jupiter in particular is because Jupiter is very massive. And it consists of more than half of the mass of our solar system, if you take out the sun. So the sun is more or less 98% of the mass of our solar system. And from the rest, 2%, half of it is Jupiter.
Wow.
So people say, if we want to understand the history of how our solar system evolved, we better first understand Jupiter. So that's another motivation for why people send spacecrafts there to really study Jupiter's interior and Jupiter itself.
Now, your motivation in studying Jupiter was because your background is in this area of atmospherics and fluid dynamics, and I know that you were working and studying in San Diego there in the oceanography area.
Yeah. So, yeah, my main motivation is I want to understand really how planetary fluid dynamics works, geophysical fluid dynamics works. And by geophysical, I mean Earth and also in other planets, in the atmospheres of planets. And Jupiter is actually, the atmospheric flow on Jupiter turns out to be a bit simpler than the atmosphere flow on Earth. If you see... First of all, you see these marvelous bands that strike us all. But these bands are nothing else but strong jet streams, strong air currents that flow in Jupiter's atmosphere.
Wow!
in the boundary between each band, there is a strong wind current going either from west to east or from east to west.
Wow.
These strong winds are similar to the jet streams we have here in Earth. In Earth, we have two jet streams in each hemisphere that flow at about 10 kilometers up in the atmosphere. We cannot see them. As if we take a picture from Earth on space, you don't see their imprint because the clouds are not so thick and not so colorful as in Jupiter. But in Jupiter, you just see them immediately. You see
so you've got these jet streams. Now, what gives the color, though?
The color comes from the clouds in Jupiter. They contain ammonia and other colorful substances like that. Each jet stream, depending on whether it flows from west to east or from east to west, it induces some upwelling and downwelling circulation.
Your theory is that the magnetic fields suppress some of that activity.
Exactly.
Does that now tell us something about the sun, which, of course, is a gas giant as well?
Yes, this is also applicable in the sun. So in the sun, there was this assumption put forward more or less 10 years ago that perhaps the magnetic field has something to do with that, and people have tried to do numerical simulations of the fluid flow in the presence of magnetic fields, and they saw indeed that numerical simulations suggested that when the magnetic fields are strong enough, the jets are suppressed. And that's what we explain in the recent paper. Why that happens? We predict a threshold for the magnetic fields for when it's stronger than we expect suppression of the jets. And we also discuss what's the physical mechanism behind that process, what is actually going on, and how are the jets suppressed when you have magnetic fields.
Well, it's an amazing subject, and I just love that you have a passionate love affair with Jupiter. That sounds fantastic. Maybe, Navid, you'll be the guy who writes the TripAdvisor review of Jupiter.
I would like to visit there. It would be a very harsh place to visit, but even from seeing it from close, that would be amazing.
Yeah,
let's see. I'm invited to write this TripAdvisor review, I'll let you know.
Navid, thank you. It's been a real joy speaking with you. Thanks for your time.
Oh, Stefan, thank you. Have a nice afternoon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Navid Constantinou from ANU. Imagine what it would like. What would it smell like on Jupiter? Pretty off. Ammonia, I guess.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.